Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Classic Rock 101.1, Stone Man. Thanks for joining us, hanging out in the studio today. And I could say all of this guy's accolades on how many films he's been involved with and how many people he's been involved with and how many Grammys and so many awards. But we'd be here for the whole 10 minutes. I'm just going to say it. I got T-Bone Burnett on the phone. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, Stone Man. Thank you.
My God, man. It's a pleasure to talk to you, the legendary T-Bone Burnett. You've been with just about everybody. And, of course, the last album with Greg Allman, that had to be a treat.
Oh, I love Greg Allman. What an extraordinary singer he was. And that was one of those great pleasures of working with a very experienced artist and taking him back to his first love, you know, the deep blues that he grew up with and first started playing.
And some of the other artists you've been involved with, Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, and you put those two together and you've got magic just by the names.
Well, you know, that was an extraordinary experience, and you know it seemed that they were such disparate artists that how would you bring them together? Except they both have these beautiful, deep, mystical tones that they sing in, and there was a big area where they blended so mystically, and so you know that was a job of finding a couple of tunes. We started with these two Gene Clark tunes, one Through the Morning, Through the Night, and one Polly, that had that sort of tone. It seemed those songs seemed to have the sort of tone that each of them had. I could imagine either of them singing those songs. So we were able to bring them together through those songs and start finding their blend, which turned out to be a completely magical thing.
No, it's and you worked with quite a few people many times, like John Mellencamp, Elton John, and as you know, as we all get older, our voices change. But with these artists that you work with, their voices don't seem to change too much.
Well, Elton certainly is. When some of the songs I listen to now, some of his old songs, it sounds like he's on helium after I've gotten used to the deeper tones he's singing in now. But Greg Allman certainly hadn't changed at all. He was able to sing in the same range as he always did. So was Roy Orbison when I worked with him, which was extraordinary. He was 50 years old and still singing those high notes that he had sung when he was a kid.
Talking with T-Bone Burnett, the legendary T-Bone Burnett. And also, we're going to get to this new stuff that you've got coming out, what you got out now, which is somewhat very, very deep, but also you've been involved in I don't know how many different movies, and do you have any new movie works in the works? And of course, especially Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, a legendary soundtrack and also a funny-ass movie.
That was one of the great experiences of my life, and it's one that's still going on. But that's one with the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, and then the follow-up concert Down from the Mountain, and then there were three tours that came out of that, and it went on for three or four years, that project, and it was a great, incredibly rewarding period of time.
Were you surprised on how well that soundtrack did and how people just related to it so well?
Well, it was a surprise on one hand, and on the other hand, you know, it came out right after the turn of the century, and you know, folk music, that kind of country folk music has been the currency of our country from for hundreds of years, and there have been times, like in the 1960s, there was a lot of folk music that was in the mainstream, and over the decades between then and the turn of the century, it ebbed. And I thought, wow, we have this extraordinary group of singers and musicians, Emmy Lou Harris and Gillian Welch and Ralph Stanley and John Hartford and the Fairfield Four. We have these important American artists who've been overlooked for years. And we have a George Clooney movie that's going to shine a big light on him. And I thought, you know, there's a really good chance that this kind of music will gain favor in the culture. And I think a lot of it had to do with the turn of the century and remember the whole Y2K scare, mm-hmm. and all the computers were going to go mad when it went to 2000, and then of course the bombings at the World Trade Center. I think people wanted to reconnect with the core of our culture and our history, and I do believe that history has become more important than ever now in this time where we're subjected to so much behavioral modification and electronic programming.
Well, and I think that's a perfect segue into your brand new material that you've got out, is Invisible Light, an acoustic space, and it's part of a trilogy.
Yeah, well, we've recorded enough material for three albums, and we're just starting to mix the second one. May 15th is the start date for mixing, which will come out probably in the fall, and then there'll be another one come out next year. And it's all about that. It's all about electronic programming. Human beings have been subjected to over a century of electronic programming, and it's changing us significantly. And we really are approaching a Terminator 2 phase of life where we are in danger of being controlled by machines with artificial intelligence. So what I'm hoping to do with this music, or what I'm attempting to do, is share knowledge and share perspective on what has been for me a 50-year study.
Well, there's seven songs in this, and I think it's like goes back to the Beatles with Her Majesty. Majesty, the last song, number seven, well, is it really a song, is probably the shortest piece on the album.
yeah, it's like 7 or 10 seconds long or something. When I started writing this material, it was all going to be called Itopia, but I moved on from that fairly early. But Thomas More coined the word utopia from two Greek words. One was eutopia, which meant a good place, and the other was outopia, which meant no place at all. So he was saying, here's a utopia. It's a good place that doesn't exist. And now we've moved through all of this electronic programming, which was very utopian in nature. When they first began to roll it out to us, they said, this is going to create a connected heaven on earth. But instead, it's creating a disconnected hell on earth. Having studied this for my whole life, it's incumbent upon me to sound this alarm, and hopefully do it in a way that's not insane.
I'll only forgive you. I'll never forget you. I've thought only of you since the day that I met you. Doesn't matter if a word you say. And it doesn't matter if what they believe is true or an extreme view. To the thieves who can speak out of both sides of their mouths, this is but child's play. Dreams of a future with every house a mansion, but in this arrested development, these dreams are held for ransom. If you tell people things they already believe, believe you. It doesn't matter that you don't believe a word you say. And as the deal goes down, the world outside will tremble, then disassemble. For the ventriloquists who look the other way, this is a good day. Try to forget you, but you haven't been off of my mind.
T-Bone Burnett, the new album, Invisible Light, number six, Being There. In fact, every album, every song on this album is very, very deep, and I suggest you listen to it with headphones because it's very Trent Reznor-ish to a point, and also Being There. Tell me about that song.
Well, you know, Being There was the great Jerzy Kosinski novel and then the great Peter Sellers film. And what Kosinski was basically saying is that if somebody just watches television all day long, he'll turn into an idiot.
I think that's already happened.
it has happened. And we have people in positions of great power who watch television all day long who are basically idiots. And what else was I going to say?
Being there while not being there, here and nowhere near.
didn't realize, because I'm a massive Peter Sellers fan, and that movie was that touched me when I was young, and I got to meet that guy, Peter Sellers, when I was a kid, and we were back with Trans World Airlines. TWA was still around, and we were up in the Ambassador Lounge, and there he was sitting over there was Peter Sellers, and here I am a kid, and I had to go up to him and say hello, and he was such a gentleman.
Good for you. Yeah, I love Peter Sellers. In fact, Dr. Strangelove was a massive influence on my life. The ability of those guys, Terry Southern and those guys who wrote it, to take a political situation and satirize it in a way that really changed things.
Well, you surround yourself with great people as always, and on this new project, you surrounded yourself with two great people as well.
Yeah, Keith Escancia is a young Mozart, and he's one of the really two or three great electronic musicians of the age. Atticus Ross being one of the other ones, and then Bobby Krillick, who puts out records under the name Haxan Cloak, H-A-X-A-N Cloak. Those three guys, I think, are the most inventive and powerful electronic musicians in the world. And then Jay Belrose played drums. And Leon Russell said that Jay Belrose was the best rock and roll drummer he ever heard. So, you know, coming from Leon, that's coming from the voice of authority.
Yeah, that means something.
Jay is a beautiful, powerful drummer. So the record is just made up of those two guys, basically. And the lyrics that I've written become the sheet music. And we just go in and we just get after it.
Well, you're talking about being the authority. T-Bone Burnett, you are the authority on so many different things, as well as it comes to movies and producing, and as well as writing music, and a different vision as well. You've worked with so many people. Is there somebody out there that you have not worked with that you would love to put the T-Bone spin with?
Well, you know, I love Kendrick Lamar and I love Chance the Rapper. I think they're both tremendous forces for good in the world today, and I'd love to work with one of those guys probably.
I would love to hear the spin that you put on it, because it's just like with the last Greg Allman album. As soon as you dropped the needle on the album, you knew exactly the sound that you were looking for, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I love the idea of, you know, what we were able to do with Oh Brother, Where Art Thou was we were able to take all this beautiful old music that had been recorded in a certain range, and since we had those Dolby sound systems and theaters as our radio station, so to speak,
right,
we were able to expand that range by an octave or two and turn it into a more modern sounding music. And I love to do that with blues and with all of that old music that can sound anachronistic, but really it can sound every bit as vital as now as it ever did or as anything else does.
Well, I tell you, we love what you do, and especially living here in South Carolina with the Blue Ridge Mountains behind us. The simple music and the simpler times are so good for us, and I just wish there was a lot more of it. But with your vision and your sound and just your personality, which is, I guess you would say, an invisible light, is very pleasing to a lot of us. And I tell you, T-Bone, it's a pleasure to talk to you today, and it's been a blast, and I know my listeners are loving it too.
Thank you so much, Stoneman. I hope to see you on down the road.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.